96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is Friday. What are you going to do? Is it going to be the same old, or are you going to get a life? A lot of people need to. You know, you work hard all week, but you never take time for yourself. Well, tonight, we are going to help you figure it out and get a life. Do you have a hobby or an activity that helps you live it up? Well, if you don't, maybe it's time for you to look into that. My guests are Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite and reinvention strategist Denise Hart. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Lucinda, Denise, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. What's going on?
Hey, Harold, it is a Friday night, and I guess I have a life because I'm here with you on WHUR.
Yeah, you got to do a whole lot better than hanging out with me. Denise, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great, Harold. Thanks so much for having me once again.
Absolutely.
I have a life too, Lucinda. I'm with you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Okay, so let's start this off, though. Why is it that so many people, particularly women, but, you know, guys, too, just don't seem to have a life outside of work? Denise, what's going on today?
I actually have worked with many people around this particular issue, Harold, and in my experience working with folks, one of the number one things is that people glorify being busy.
Okay.
They start to do what I call the glorification of being busy. And that starts to become a part of their very identity. So it's like, you know, people say, man, you're so busy. And they start thinking that they're actually being very productive and they're adding value when, in fact, they're being counterproductive and not adding the greatest value and meaning to the world.
But is the reality that they have to be busy, particularly on the job? It may be a 9 to 5, but they're getting there at 7. Sometimes they're not leaving until 6 or 7 o'clock at night, even 8 o'clock at night, because they're chasing the almighty dollar.
Well, part of it is that, and then part of it is this sense of needing to compete with, you know, their colleagues. Let's face it, corporate America is, you know, becoming a very tricky place to exist. And so the belief that, hey, if I come in earlier and stay later, hopefully the powers that be will notice me and, you know, give me the benefit. And in fact, that could actually work against you because people are more interested now in folks having that life outside of the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lucinda, how would you define having a life? I mean, you've really created your own little, you know, niche for, you know, travel and recreation, and you've kind of turned that into a business. Is that having a life now that it's a business for you?
Harold, it totally is having a life because pretty much the things that I like to do, mm-hmm. I've turned them into some profitability, but I also focus on those as the things I look forward to escape the other work that, you know, so-called pays the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Having a life can take on a whole lot of forms. When you seek advice on how to do it, a lot of having a life revolves around socializing with others and getting out and things of that nature. But you can also have a life by just finding some things that you like and doing them and making it a priority that they always happen.
But you mentioned socializing, but we're not talking about Friday night happy hour. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
Here. I'm talking about hobbies and special interests that are particular to you. I'm not necessarily suggesting that you need to, you know, go skydiving every weekend or perhaps climb do cliff climbing or hot air ballooning every weekend unless, you're rolling like that in the pockets or that's just your thing. But certainly, here's an example. When I was growing up, my parents belonged to a bowling league, for example. And, do people still do that? I know a lot of folks these days, they do some, they do a little hand dancing. And I'm not talking about, again, not going to the club and having drinks and getting on the dance floor. But I'm talking about, the kind of activities where they are really focused on leisure activities. Do you do any of that, Lucinda?
I definitely do those things.
Okay.
I mean, I am very social, and I love to get together with people. There are lots of ways to do that without going to the club.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong, I'll shut the club down. Because I love to dance forms.
You hear that, Denise? Lucinda says she's shutting the club down.
I wish you. We might have to dance off at the next one.
Maybe. So I need to see some of those pictures from South Beach that's another show.
Harold.
But anyway.
Okay. We're digressing.
Yes, we are. Sorry, my fault.
So, no, there are a lot of ways to be social with people. And I am really excited about kind of the renaissance of socializing with people in their homes these days. We used to do a lot of that back in the day when we only had 3 or 4 television channels and there wasn't always something big going on. But think about how lots of TV has brought us together. Lots of people get together to watch Scandal.
Yeah, but they do it on social media.
But there's also a lot of value these days of people having a personal chef come to their house, and they invite some friends over, and they learn how to cook a meal.
Really?
Or they watch sporting events. I mean, tickets are sky high.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to go to a sporting event, you're looking at probably a $100 to $200 evening.
Yeah.
However, if you grab some friends and everyone comes over with a dish and a bud, hey, you have a nice event going. So between television programs, getting people together, wine tastings, all kinds of things, people are going back to entertaining in their homes.
Okay. All right. So, Denise, what about you? I'm really talking about hobbies, special interest. You're out of town right now. You're working. I get it. So, what is it that may be your special interest, your hobby? And it doesn't necessarily have to be socializing. It could be something that you do just for you by yourself.
I hear you, Harold. I love the suggestions that Lucinda made. In addition, however, I love to belly dance. Certainly once I get to the belly dance studio, it's a communal experience, but it's for me. It's for my mind, body, spirit enrichment. Last year, I took an art class. I used to do a lot of art when I was in the early part of my collegiate years. And I said, you know what? I really loved it. And it was the best experience, Harold, because it stretched me and it taught me more about what I didn't know. But it also ended up being communal. So there are these other avenues. And then lastly, just the other weekend, I had what we call a creative vision board party at my home, invited guests. It was the best experience. Normally, I would have done it on my own. But I said, hey, why not open it up, put a little gift bag together? All the women want to do it again now. So there are some other, as you said, individual ways, and then ways that we can sort of non-traditionally nurture the communal experience.
Wow, belly dance. I'm still kind of stuck on that. But I want to, I want to hear also about the vision board pursuit. Also, because I'm not real clear about that, about what that is, but I need to take a break. I want to hear from some listeners. What are your hobbies? What are you doing to get a life? Do you have any suggestions? Or maybe you need to get a life and you need some suggestions from our experts. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the DC calling area. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Get a life. We'll be back in a moment.
Same complications.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're going to help you get a life. Do you have a hobby or an activity that helps you live it up, that helps you get a life? I'd love to hear what you're doing outside of work, outside of home that will help enrich your life. My guests are Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite, and reinvention strategist Denise Hart. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Kimberly calling from Potomac. Kim, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I would like to get the websites that will give me some ideas to get a life. I'm tired of doing the same old, same old.
Really?
So it's definitely time for me to explore what Washington has to offer and also Maryland.
Well, let me ask you something, Kimberly. Why do you believe you need to get a life? What's going on with you? Too much work, too much home? What's happening?
Too much work and too much home.
That sounds really familiar.
All of above.
Wow. Okay, so what are your interests? Because, Denise, I want you to do a little 30-second, diagnostic of what's going on with Kimberly. So, how should, Kimberly approach getting a life?
Sure, absolutely. So, Kimberly, hello, first of all. Thank you for joining us on the conversation this evening. So one of the things I want to suggest to you, Kimberly, is to give yourself permission to serve yourself first. Mm. So that would look like some. Pardon?
That is really the whole answer right there.
Okay. So maybe I'll stop. But I got one more thing for you. That could look something like this. Ask yourself these questions: What do I secretly love but will not do? What am I curious about but haven't done yet? So that's two questions. What do I secretly love but will not do? And what am I curious about but haven't done yet?
Mm. Okay.
Create a little brainstorm list and then give yourself permission to strike out and do one of those things. Take the small incremental steps. It's how we get to our big win.
Wow, I like that, Kimberly. Good, good luck to you. Find something. Gosh, because what do you like? Real quick, answer the first one. What is it that you like that you haven't let yourself do?
I'm actually a cultural person, but lately I have been using excuses not to actually get out there and actually do those things any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to enjoy those things again. And I'm just tired of not doing it.
Yeah,
it's making me
give yourself that permission and give
unfulfilled.
It makes you feel what now?
Unfulfilled.
Yeah. Well, Kimberly, I suggest that, hey, look, tomorrow, weather's supposed to be a little bit warmer. It's winter. If you're a cultural person, D.C. Metro, definitely the place, but you don't have to stay in the D.C. Metro. Hey, you can go to Philadelphia. You can do the day trip. Just get out and do Kimberly this weekend. That's what you should do. So, Kimberly, thanks for listening. If you were on the phone, that includes Judy in Gaithersburg, Kevin in Washington, D.C., Karen in Silver Spring. Please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will hear the program, I promise. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're going to help you get a life. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us.